the opening of this basically is telling us that who you think you are is not who you are, but it doesn't actually exist. So therein lies the problem, the human problem. And then the next section, 5847, goes into what the purpose of human life is. And that is to have a soul fashioned that is able to receive the Lord's life. So that's sort of laid down next. So this is a really critical aspect here, I think, to understanding what's gone before. And this is all about mediation and communication. And we've just been reading about Benjamin as the intermediate. So you have that theme is carried on here in terms of what the condition of the self is and what's in place when that is not in place, in a sense. And also this whole thing of spirits entering into the memories of others and claiming that as their own, that's theft. It's a form of theft. So you have that theme is also carried through in this interchapter material as well. So we're getting down to a level where for Benjamin to come into his proper relationship in this whole thing, certain ways of believing have to be given up. And this is the big one. This seems to be a real critical part of the story being outlined through this interchapter material, because it's not pulling any punches. It's just laying it out there. So only experience will settle this. There has to be a direct experience of the truth of this for it to actually be set in place. And that's the sacks being brought down into the very sensory base so that those truths can be affirmed and be seen by us as something as real. So I thought the way this is laid out is quite interesting. So in 5846, the very first, which sort of summarizes things in a succinct way, essentially what is laid out there is that the self is not what you think it is. That's the first thing. And then the second paragraph deals with what the work is to fashion a soul. And the soul that needs fashioning is not the life that we've been reliant on up to this point. There's a new being required. This is rebirth. This is like being born again. And it's being born again from what the word says is true, as opposed to what we believe is true from our senses, believing the appearances of the senses to be true. So the thing that's come out, and I've shared it with each group this week. So it's a summary. To believe in heaven, we have to give up our belief in ourself as something real or substantial. So long as we believe in ourself as something real or substantial, hell is present. Hell is the belief in oneself. Heaven is the belief in the Lord. And yeah, it's kind of like the reading says, well, here you have it, right? How will you respond? How will any of us respond to this? And it's a difficult thing to take in. We can assent to it intellectually. We have done, right? But now, like in a practice format, when we're coming at this, it's a totally different feeling. Despite the fact that you're confronted with, okay, so you've assented to this. Now, what do you do with it? When you're really put in front of it, what do you do with it? And that's a challenge. That's a challenge.